Now, back to Eye on Travel.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Grand Britannia, one of the legendary hotels in Europe. Happens to be in Athens, and that's where we are. You can always reach me, Peter at petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. As you've heard earlier in the show, Americans are back with a vengeance in Europe, and in Greece in particular. They're coming in. They're not worried about price anymore. They just want to breathe, and they want to go anywhere they can where they can not feel encumbered after 16 months of pandemic behavior. Someone who keeps her pulse on this, she runs a great company here called My Blue Greece, and of course, she's at mybluegreece.com, Violetta Gelestati. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, excellent.
You specialize in very bespoke trips, very finely tuned itineraries that are not necessarily going to the usual suspects like
That's
the Parthenon
right.
or Mykonos, right? Because everybody does that. So your clientele now is coming back saying, not only are we coming back, but where do they want to go?
First of all, thank you for having me in your broadcasting here in my hometown. I'm very excited to see you again. Well, yes, indeed, Americans are my favorite travelers because they are really open-minded people. And those who really are frequent travelers, they really are open to new ideas and challenges, and they are knowledgeable about what they are seeking. So this makes my job much easier. Because I want to make an offer that really serves their needs and preferences and make the best out of it.
Outside of Athens, there are so many incredible islands to go to, right? There's Milos and Lesbos and Patmos, and we can go through. How does anybody know where they want to go right now? Because right now, most Americans that I know are saying, just take me anywhere.
So this is where I come into this equation, let's say, because my job is really to be able, after having discussion with them, to be able to identify where they would like to go and to propose, like, let's say, not the usual touristic locations like Mykonos and Santorini. This does not mean that I exclude them. In some cases, I may include them, but my way of doing my job is like to propose more, let's say, less traveled destinations.
So give me an example.
An example could be Kymolos. Another example could be...
Wait, stop at Kymolos. Why Kymolos?
Because it's a laid-back, small island. It belongs to the Cycladic Islands, which also Mykonos and Santorini belong to the Cycladic Islands. But it's a tiny one. It's like closest island to bigger island to it is Milos. And the only way to get there is you have first to go to Milos and then take a small boat. And after like 20, 25 minutes, you arrive at Kymolos. So it's like going back to the Greece at the 50s.
And it's not crowded.
It's not crowded at all, even in August. But anyway, you don't have to visit Greece in August necessarily. It's like we've got at least 6 months season in Greece. You can still visit easily until the end of October or even mid-November. Weather is still fine. And there you can discover really what Greece was like and even what Mykonos was like in the 50s. You can see it's like miniature of it in Kymolos.
Okay, so Kymolos is one. Give me one more.
Tinos Island, which is also in the Cycladic complex. There is no airport. Actually, this is a good thing. You can get there by ferry. Ferries are very frequent, like 6-7 times per day. They arrive from Athens. It's not far. It can take you there from 2 hours. 2 hours to 4 hours, depending on the type of ferry you are getting. And it's got it's a rare combination, Tinos, actually, because the Cycladic Islands have no water, and this island has got water springs. So apart from the amazing tiny or a bit larger beaches, which can be sandy with bed petals, etc., you can have like mountainous villages. Not very high mountainous villages, but like with green landscape and waters.
And once again, not crowded.
Not crowded.
See, that's the key, right?
Even
now.
In August.
And the bottom line is
the food is amazing, and there is also art there, which is something, I mean, for to me, cultural aspect is very important, because you get there and because there is marble, local marble there, three, four types of marble. So you have the local artists and you can have amazing galleries as well, and you can buy local art made of marble.
But there's only one problem. How do you get it home?
It's heavy. It doesn't have to be huge.
I know. When somebody says you're buying marble,
it can be shipped as well.
Good. Violetta Galestati. I got it right this time.
Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
The founder of My Blue Greece. These are the kind of trips that really make Greece come to life. The small islands, the uncrowded islands, even when the Americans are coming back, most of them don't know that. But Violetta does. We'll be back with more of Eye on Travel from